Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're talking today about the sewer pipe of Hollywood, the sewer pipe of social media, and the overall celebration of sewage. Now, you might be asking me, why now? Why talk about this now? Well, I'll give you a little context why. Number one, this is a well-known fact from we're going to explore Plato and Aristotle and what their contrasting views were on the arts and entertainment and how it affected society. There was a time in America, especially, when the arts and entertainment promoted virtue. They said, hey, you should be a good man, a good woman. You should do things that benefited both society, yourselves, and promoted wholesomeness, not degeneracy, garbage, and overall degradation of man, woman, God, culture, everything. All you gotta do is look at the sluts of Hollywood and how they affect the women in this country, the men of Hollywood, and how they become so effeminate. You really think everything's happening in a vacuum? Because you're wrong if that's what you're thinking. It's not happening in a vacuum. In fact, it's been going on for a very long time, and it's never isolated just to Hollywood. And to prove my point, what we're going to do is we're going to look right now at Plato in his book, The Republic and the Ion, as well as look at Aristotle and what their views were about the arts and entertainment and how they affected society and what their views on it were. We'll see if you agree or disagree. Let's explore it, shall we? So overall, according to my research, Plato was very cautious, critical, and restrictive when it came to arts and entertainment. He said the following. It says, Plato was very skeptical about the arts, especially poetry, drama, and music. Now, granted, TV and video games and everything else didn't exist back in his day, so he was limited to mostly those three mediums. Now, music. Let's focus on music for a second. You mean to tell me that music is good for the culture today? All of the ex-gangbangers who rub their crotch and pass that off as music? The people who talk about, I punched that guy, I pimp-slapped this hoe. This is what counts as culture? This is what's good for kids? Especially kids in very vulnerable situations? You really want me to get down and dirty with it? I'll do it! Let's go to this first point that Plato makes in his books. Number one, imitation. Plato believed that art is an imitation of reality, which itself is only an imitation of the true forms, aka ideal realities. So in other words, it paints a picture that cannot actually be obtained. It is meant to provoke thought, not provide you with a realistic game plan. Hence, art is twice removed from the truth, making it misleading and potentially harmful. In other words, people are not good at distinguishing truth or fantasy versus reality. In other words, they're not good at saying this works ideally, but in reality, it doesn't work, aka extreme ideologies like communism. They don't work. All you gotta do is look at them, follow the bouncing skull to the bottom of the hill where the mountain of skulls is. Moral influence was his second argument. He, meaning Plato, thought that exposure to emotionally charged or immoral art, such as tragedy or erotic poetry, could corrupt the soul and weaken reason. That's a great line. That is a great line. Corrupt the soul and weaken reason. In other words, it circumnavigates your rational thinking. It allows you to, instead of thinking about something, to feel something, which is great in a small dose. But like many other drugs, it can become A, an addiction, and B, it can destroy. It can go from being weakened to destroyed. It meaning your reason. Supposedly, Plato did not want Homer in his ideal republic and Hesiod. Okay. Manipulation of emotions. Oh, this is going to hit a raw nerve for everybody listening to the show. What did Plato say? Plato said, He worried that drama in music stirred the irrational parts of the soul, especially the appetite and spirit, distracting people from the pursuit of truth and wisdom. Now, I think that's a very great point. I want to pause right there. Let's pause there. Let's repeat that in case you missed it. Stirred the irrational parts of the soul. In other words, again, going back to his previous point, it circumnavigates and weakens your reasoning. Now, art can be used like any weapon for good or bad. But the problem is art overwhelmingly destroys a society. Because the filth, the degenerates, the lowlifes, they're the ones who usually become artists. Not the great people with great morals and have overall things to add to society. All they choose to do is tear down the society because it's easier to destroy something than it is to build something. Last point in Homer's arguments is censorship. I'm going to strike a third rail here. Plato advocated for strict regulation or censorship of the arts to ensure that it promoted virtues like courage, temperance, and justice. Isn't that interesting? Now, I personally do not, I see the merit of it, but I don't agree fully with what he's talking about. I don't think we need censorship so much as we need a code of ethics. We need to understand that there A, needs to be a separation between the degeneracy and the young people, number one. And number two, we need a balanced portfolio. Like in the stocks and in crypto, you want a balanced portfolio. You don't just invest everything into one thing. You have a balanced portfolio of risky, less risky, and you need to have, and maybe somewhere in the middle. But the problem is today, there's so much filth, sewage, degeneracy, and overall anti-Americanism that's being pushed as the norm. It's being pushed so regularly that people don't even know what they're listening to. It's normal for them to spit on the flag, to spit on religion unless it's Islam, and to sit there and say that America's no good. It's normal. Well, let's go to Aristotle. We talked about Plato. Let's go to Aristotle now. Aristotle was supposedly appreciative, analytical, and balanced when it came to his opinions about arts and entertainment. Now let's look. He was one of Plato's students. He responded to the criticisms of his former teacher. Aristotle famously argued that tragedy serves as a positive social function. Okay, I can agree with that. By allowing audiences to experience catharsis, okay, catharsis. I mean, catharsis, I get it. Catharsis is good. The purging of emotions like pity and fear, thus leading to emotional and psychological balance. Okay, see, this is a good point. He's saying that you can create with your sadness. You can create with your fear and your pity using catharsis. I agree with him, by the way. The problem is it's not overwhelmingly used in the way it should be used. Overwhelmingly, people get a taste of the fame and the fortune, and immediately they you see them go from being real to becoming the very thing that they despised before they became famous. That's the problem. That's what we see in Hollywood. That's what we see in the entertainment industry. That's what we see in the music industry. Let's go to his next point, imitation as natural and educational. He claimed, he meaning Aristotle, claimed that humans naturally learn through imitation. You could also say that imitation is the highest form of flattery. And thus, the arts helped us understand the world, and then by extension, human behavior. Okay, I could see that. Oh, now we're getting into meat and potatoes. Moral and intellectual values. Let's look here. While art can depict vice or suffering, Aristotle believed that it promoted virtue and deepened ethical understanding. See, I would like to believe that. Truly, I would. But what I see around the music industry of, you know how many famous whores there are? And I have no other word They call it bops now. Can you believe this? You're not a whore. You're a bop. In other words, you expose your body on the internet for money. You have sex with strangers for money. And I'm supposed to sit here and pretend that you're not a whore? You are. Now, I don't care what you do one way or the other. My gripe with the situation is your effect on society. For example, there were times not long ago when feminists pushed women saying, hey, be a NASA scientist, be a mathematician, be something of value to society by using your brain, not using your body. Now we've descended back to the very thing that in my opinion, were fighting against. But not one word out of the feminist camp, not one word from the liberal big mouth women who attack guys like me, Austin Creed, instead of attacking the radical Muslims in the Middle East who rape 8-year-old girls. They don't have nothing to say about the rape and destruction of ISIS. They have nothing to say about Hamas. They have nothing to say about Al Qaeda. And they have everything to say about guys like us, guys like Andrew Tate, guys like Rolo Tomasi, guys like Coach Greg Adams, and guys like me. They'd rather attack guys like us than attack the real monsters on the planet, in my opinion, and that's what I see. Correct me if I'm wrong. Talking about censorship, for all I know, I'm going to get censored for telling you the truth, which I probably will, by the way. Plato distrusted art versus Aristotle supported it. Plato believed that the function of art was emotionally manipulation and harm, that it needed to be controlled. You know, I could see both sides of the aisle on this, truthfully. I'm sure you can, too. The interesting part about art is it's a powerful medium. A lot of people are influenced by it, which is why it's overwhelmingly saturated with left-wing commie types, and why conservatives or libertarians or middle-of-the-roaders are not welcome, because they hold the power over the minds of the young. They mold the minds of the young into becoming something they don't even need rational reason for, because they've been programmed to believe a certain way without reason. It's based on feelings. That's why people like Michael Savage, a great, great broadcaster, talks about liberalism being a mental disorder. Liberalism is not what it once was, in the same way that a lot of times republicanism is not what it once was. People are moving more and more to the left. And the problem is, you and I, my friends, we might know, we might see the bouncing ball, we might see what's happening, but the unfortunate reality is, we are seeing something that we really can't do much about. I don't have power. You think I'm not a representative in Congress. I'm not a state senator. I don't have power. I have a microphone, but I don't got power. You're probably in the same boat as me. You don't have power. You might see the bouncing ball, but you don't have the deep pockets that the money traders in the temple have. You don't have the money to bribe the senators to donate to their campaigns, and so you don't get heard. Your voice is not relevant to the people in power, which is why the arts are so influential and nobody is saying anything about it. Nobody is saying anything that, hey, hold on a second. This is degrading male and female relationships. Wait, stop, hold on a second. You're getting out of control. Hey, wait a second. Maybe we shouldn't push gay marriage. Hey, wait, hold on a second. Maybe we shouldn't be pushing that if you're a hoe, you get ahead in life. Hey, maybe we shouldn't preach that if you gangbang as a man, you're a tough guy. Hey, maybe we shouldn't be pushing this. But guess what? They are. In fact, they're pushing it everywhere that you look. They control everything that you read, everything that you hear, everything that you see. And who is they? The big corporations that have all the ad revenue that you, when you go on Google, when you go on Apple, when you go on Netflix, you see it everywhere that you go. And unfortunately, it's not pushing what is good for society. When you go on TikTok, you know, one of the things, I can't stand TikTok personally. I just can't do it. All I see are a bunch of degenerates or people who have nothing else to care about on the planet than some idiotic bullcrap. Look, maybe I'm too cynical for this world, my friends. You know, maybe I'll drag you down. Do I drag you down? You see, this is why I have a small group of very close friends. And overwhelmingly, I can't get close to people because I can't stand the idiocy. I have no tolerance for it. I prefer to be alone, frankly. I'm sick and tired of the schmucks around me acting like guppies in a fish tank. It's painful for me to watch. Of course, what are they going to do? Listen to me? Most people don't want to listen to me. They don't want to listen to you. They want to listen to what they like to hear. They want to listen to the things that make them feel good. They don't care about what's right. They don't care about what's good for their children's children, if they even think about having them. They don't care about that stuff. That's old. That's down the road. They don't care about none of that. That's grown-up stuff. I just want to have fun. Oh. Well, you want to have fun. Oh, okay. Gentlemen, this is why we see the culture we're living in today. It didn't happen overnight. It's been happening since the 60s, the free love movement. It's been going on for a long time. You know, people oftentimes say that communists are the boogeymen of society, that, oh, it's like the McCarthyism is here again. You know, you could say they're the boogeymen, but here's the thing. There was a man named Barry Goldwater. You may not know who he was. He's a man from the days gone by. There's a man named Barry Goldwater who said, I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And I'd like to remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Powerful words. Ones that most people might not even understand. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. How come we don't hear people say that in politics anymore? All I hear about now is, oh, AOC's got nice boobs. Oh, yeah, the guy Bernie Sanders, he seems like a nice guy. That's all I hear about now, overwhelmingly, is... I don't understand it. I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe. Does anybody else ever feel that? That you're living in, like, a nightmare? I sometimes feel like I'm living in a nightmare. I look back to when I was younger. Things were bad, but they weren't as bad as they are now. You don't have people openly, nakedly, bald lying about Trump and about his agenda. You don't have people like Candace Owens turning their back and becoming a bad actor in the conservative movement. In my opinion, to probably get back at Ben Shapiro. You don't have these things weren't happening. But now they are. You don't have these people who care more about MS-13 gang members than about the President of the United States. Yes, that's actually happening right now. But the problem is, people don't care about what they... Going back to what Plato said, it's not about... It's about weakening your reasoning. It's about appealing to your sense of emotion, not to your sense of logic. That's the whole game plan. They want to appeal to your emotions so you no longer care about the facts. You care about how it makes you feel. That's the whole goal. That's why they're able to get away with it, because overwhelmingly, women are still the majority in America. Ever since the end of the two world wars, America is still overwhelmingly majority female. And women are overwhelmingly more emotional than they are logical. Why do you think we're in the world we're living in? Why do you think we're going towards socialism? Do I need to spell it out for you? It's not complicated. But what people don't realize is that socialism is communism without a gun. Just wait for when the real communists with guns show up. Then we'll have the killing fields like in Cambodia. This is why the filth of Hollywood is so dangerous. Because it seems innocent. It seems like it's just a bunch of jesters. Funny schmucks laughing. At a Tonight Show, or laughing at a scene in a movie, or turning away from it because you think, oh, you know what, that was a little distasteful, I'm going to look away. No, it's not innocent. It's not in a vacuum. It's affecting every part of our lives. It's seeped into the minds of the young, who are now treated as if it is normal and it is a fact that it is not. But unfortunately, they care more about what makes them feel liberated, what makes them feel good and accepted, than what's actually good for themselves and for the culture and for their own future. They don't care about that. They don't care about history and repeating it. You see levels of racism. You see that Muslims are being overwhelmingly embraced by these communist scumbags, all the while knowing that they're the first ones that'll be thrown down a well, like their gay friends are being thrown off of roofs in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. They don't know that. They don't care about it. If they did, they'd talk about it. But they don't. They're either ignorant or they're liars. Take your pick. My friends, I know it can seem like I'm all over the place. I'm aware of that. But everything is interlocking. Everything is a different track, all heading to the same station. And I'm trying to get you to understand that. Because in my head, it didn't make sense until I started connecting all these dots that we talk about on the show. It all seemed like everybody was kind of on their own warpath until you realize they're all heading towards the same place, which is overthrowing the current regime, what America was built on. Europe's gone. Europe's pretty much gone by the wayside. We can't go to count on them for help. We need to fight the boogeyman. We need to fight these frauds with truth. Raw truth. Because it's like medicine. Good medicine tastes lousy, but it works. Sugar-coated candy medicine tastes really good, but it's not a full dose. It doesn't really do much to actually fight the infection. We need to replace the sugar coating with the strong pharmacy-grade medication for the mind of America. My friends, let me know what you think about the sewer pipe of Hollywood and how it affects your daily life, what you think about Plato and Aristotle. I want to hear all of it. My friends, take care of yourselves and let me know. This is a group discussion. I want to hear about it. Take care. I'm out. Peace.